Right now, time to bring in our good friends from the BerkshireEdge.com. They join us on a Wednesday morning, and we talk about stories that they are following at the BerkshireEdge.com right here. And we only touch on a fraction of the stories, by the way. You have to go to the website to see all the amount of news and information and events they put up. And we'll say good morning to both Marcy and David. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, hi. 55 degrees. It is amazing.
Well, and like I said, come Friday morning, we'll be in the middle of a possible snowstorm. So hey, you know what?
Well, who knows?
Is this going to be a Blizzardo Diablo?
David's been waiting for his Blizzardo Diablo.
Well, you never can tell.
Al Roker used to say that. The weather guy.
You just never can tell whether it's a few days out, but it's looking pretty much like if you live anywhere north of Danbury. It's going to be an all-snow event, so, and that includes you folks there in the South County area of Massachusetts.
Yes, in the Berkshire Tropics.
Yes. All right, well, let's talk about
you know, people from North County up in North Adams, they come down here for the winter.
That's right.
You know, they take a vacation, they go to Great Barrington, and they say, oh, my gosh.
You've got
to
be easy.
Go to Florida. Florida, Massachusetts.
Yeah. Well, anyways,
let's go to the headlines here that we're going to talk about, and that is first of all something that we're just getting into here in Connecticut and also in New York. The Berkshire Hills Regional School Committee has adopted a proposed $32 million budget for next year. Of course, that goes to member town meetings for votes in the spring, Here in Region 1, they go through department by department when they hold the budget hearings. They talked about the internet portion of the budget this week. But new this year up there is a communications staff manager.
Yeah, this is there are a couple of things that are unusual about this budget. One is that they have proposed a position of communications manager because they are realizing that the superintendent and many of the senior staff members are spending an awful lot of time on, you know, communicating with the public, going to meetings, responding to public questions. And it's not that they don't want to continue to do it, but they're looking for a support staff person. It's a $50,000 job for this new position of community engagement specialist who will, you know, take care of most of the day-to-day community engagement. And that was a little bit controversial in the meeting. There was somebody who one of the school board members suggested that perhaps this should be done by student interns instead. He was voted down.
Yeah.
And I chuckle at it because, you know, we've often thought about having student reporters, and we realize that students, you know, I mean, they pay attention to their schoolwork first, as they should. And when it's exam times, they're not available. When there are school events, they're not available. So the thought of turning this over to student interns to be the communication specialist for the school district seems a little amusing to me.
To explain it,
unrealistic.
To explain it down here, our Region 1 superintendent, not only is a superintendent at the high school, okay, but also she is a superintendent of all the elementary schools, and that is Sharon, Kent, Salisbury, Falls Village, Canaan, and she has to go to all those meetings and travel all that distance. And your district isn't quite as expansive as that, but still, it does take up a lot of time for the superintendents just to go to those meetings. Never mind the work they have to put in to learn about the meetings and keep on top of all the meetings.
Right.
I think this is a bad idea.
Oh, you do?
I do, because it's going to screen the superintendent and other school officials from actually responding to to inquiries, and I find that as a reporter, I would rather talk to the superintendent than to his PR hack.
But doesn't the superintendent the superintendent goes to all the Region 1 board, all the board meetings, and the public can converse that way directly to the superintendent that way. Does that happen up in South County?
Yeah, so he has three. We have three schools, districts. Three towns in this district, and he has to appear at the various towns meetings to explain the budget. But there are lots of inquiries about curriculum and policies and so on and so forth, and I think you sometimes want to talk to him,
yeah,
and not some PR guy, frankly. But
well, I guess it
that's
will
speaking
say,
as a reporter.
Well, no, I think that's a good point. I assume that this is not going to take the place of Peter Dillon speaking to reporters and being present when it's important.
I think it will take that place.
Well, possibly. I thought that the what it's really going to do is do some of the coordination, but we'll see. That's an interesting point. The other thing that's interesting about this budget is the fact that the Stockbridge contribution rose almost 13%. This school district comprises West Stockbridge, Stockbridge, and Great Barrington, and for years, Stockbridge hardly paid anything into the school budget. I mean, their participation level was very low because they had very few students. And the contribution by town is determined by what percentage of the students come from that town. And Stockbridge had so few students that it was paying a very small percentage of the budget, but their budget increased, their percentage increased by 13% this year. To reflect the fact that many more people with children have moved into the town of Stockbridge, which is a reflection of what's been happening, since the beginning of the pandemic in the real estate market, and also in the number of people who are, families with children who have decided that they want to raise their children someplace out of the city, and also the possibility that you can now do that because of improved internet in the Berkshires. So this is a very interesting little statistic.
Well, it's the same thing happens here this year. North Canaan has a tax bill, I think, to run Region 1 of almost $500,000, which is way above everybody else's. Mm-hmm. Same thing, because they have more students going to the school district, and so of course they get whacked. Years ago, it happened to Falls Village, a small little town. But they had an increase in the number of students for a couple of years, and they got whacked. And in Connecticut, all the rules for Region 1 are set by state statute. So it's not something that's easily changed. And it's something that the towns really have to be careful and keep their eyes on.
Yes. Well, I mean, I think this is great, because in Stockbridge, 60% of the housing in Stockbridge is owned by second homeowners, yeah, or has been.
That's like Salisbury. Yeah, that's like, yeah, Salisbury, yeah.
So that, there's nobody there during the week, and there are no children in town, and the possibility that there will be more full-time residents and families with children, I think is very exciting, and I hope it continues.
I want to go on to the next story, which concerns schools and parents and students and the faculty, and that's the Berkshire Regional School District is lifting its mask mandate on March the 7th. Region 1 is still waiting for a final look at all the details, but maybe at the end of February, Region 1 might lift their mask mandate.
Yeah, this is a decision that school committee is making because they're assuming that people have been vaccinated, but it could very well be a controversial one. this is according to the Department of Public Health, that nevertheless advises that people wear, vaccinated persons wear a mask or a face covering when indoors, but not in their own homes. it's going to be, they're recommending that they keep masks for a week after vacation, which starts March 7th, and a week after the vacation, and starting March 7th, the masks become optional. That's the decision by the school board.
This same question not only is here in Connecticut and in South County, Massachusetts, but in New York State, where most work mandates for masks have been lifted, but schools still, I think now at least through March, and it might come earlier, but still students have to wear masks in school. So this is a topic that really impacts everybody in our tri-state region.
It does. Yeah, it does. And they're going to... The Berkshire Hills policy is temporary, so they're going to review it in 90 days. And but just the same, it's a measure of the school board and has decided is that we have become protected against this virus. So. In any case, it's an interesting development.
It was very controversial when it was first discussed.
Yes, it was.
It seems to have become slightly less controversial as the Omicron numbers seem to have decreased. But,
yeah.
Of course, you know, I don't know if any of us feels like we're out of the woods yet, because who knows what the next variant may be. But, I mean, that's why it's good that they're going to review it, because they, hopefully they won't have to reinstate it, but
yeah.
It's not a permanent fix.
All right. The next story is a story that relates to us. When we first started the Robin Hood Radio, we had a show dedicated to the Latina population. We now have two different shows, one La Voz, and the other one is called ABC Latino, because it serves the population in our area, the Latina population, really does need that programming. So we have two different shows that are each rebroadcast twice. So we have 4 hours of programming that we dedicate to the Latina population, and you have a story about the Latina population in the Berkshires and how to unite them.
Yes, well, there is a new organization called Latinas 413.
413 being our area code here.
Right. Now, it's interesting, it's Latinas. I mean, it's not Latinx,
yeah.
It's Latinas, and it's because it is it is all women. But, the movers and the shakers. But this is about a couple of women who got together who decided that they wanted to make the resources in the Berkshires more accessible to Latino people. Latinx is now the term that encompasses both genders, Latina and Latino. I mean, I see this term being used more and more. But these are Latinas who have formed this organization. They wanted to try to... They were doing a couple of different things. One is that they are trying to make Latinx people more comfortable using the resources, going to the museums, participating in outdoor activities, taking advantage of what the Berkshires have to offer and feeling comfortable, even if it's not within their own individual experiences or if there is a language barrier. And the other thing is that they are starting activities of their own. They are developing mentorship programs. They're developing arts programs. So they are encouraging Latinx people who are performers or artists to participate more in And programs such as, you know, the Free Art Day at Mass MoCA. They are trying to make Latinx people more visible and also to give them the freedom to, or the self-confidence to participate more in what's already available. I mean, and things are happening, like the Berkshire Natural Resources Council is now spending a lot of time and money putting Latin or Spanish language signs on all their trails to encourage Latinx people to participate. They've got they're translating trail maps and signage at more than 30 properties into Spanish. It's a small step, but it goes a long way to creating an inclusive experience for all, because we do have an awful lot of Latinx people in the Berkshires now.
We do. Go ahead.
Now, what's interesting when you mentioned about women, both the shows we have are put together by a woman. Mario Fieri does La Voz, and I think it's Maffy Fernandez is the one that came up with the idea for ABC Latino. It's funny how this all correlates and goes together.
Yeah, it is. And it's as Marcy said, it's very inclusive, and it's perhaps overdue.
Yes.
They've
been a very silent minority here until recently. You know, but there are more and more people, and there are jobs for them, and so there are more and more Latinx people coming to the Berkshires. I mean, despite the cold weather.
Well, we have
none of them comes from cold weather climate, cold weather countries.
There's a very big population here. In our area, very big population, and like I said, we've been doing this for a couple of years. I want to go on to the look to the sky, and that's an astronomer, Bob Berman. He's been talking about Venus, observing Venus.
Oh, yes, this is our columnist, Judy Isikoff, who writes a column, Eyes to the Sky, and she's talking about the astronomical wonders that we can take part in or observe here in the Berkshires. And her column this month is about observing Venus. It's a really interesting comment about how as she said, just look up, or as Bob Berman says, just look up. And it's Venus is visible just before dawn. In case, I'm sure you're up there, Mark.
Oh yeah. Venus and I have a very close acquaintance.
You have a close acquaintance with Venus. for those who are astronomically inclined, this is an interesting moment.
Well, when I saw that look up, I don't know if you folks have seen it yet, but there's a very dark comedy that is very, very well done called Don't Look Up.
And no, I haven't seen it yet.
You have to see it because it's very well done. It is very politically on one side, but it's very well done. And when I saw the story, I immediately thought of the movie Don't Look Up.
Because you might see something.
Well, I mean, this has an all-star cast. Meryl Streep. Meryl Streep's in it. Like I said, I enjoyed it. But anyway, so that's the astronomer story. But now, this is a story that I saw about the Prospect Lake Campground in North Egremont closing. That affects a lot of people, actually.
It does. Actually, it's funny. I knew nothing about this until we wrote this story, although I drive by it so many times and always kind of was curious. There's this place in North Egremont. It's on a big lake, and it's got RVs parked there all year long, many of them covered for the winter. But it's a very lively spot during the warm weather, and, you know, the warm weather being about 9 months of the year, there are people living in their RVs there in this campground on the lake.
Yeah.
Suddenly somebody has bought it and shut it down for the summer season and has told everybody who's permanently parked their RVs that they have to move them off. They have to move them off by, I think, by the end of March or maybe April.
Yeah.
What the new owner is saying is that they need to do repairs. They need to, they need to do repairs on the electrical, you know, the infrastructure in the campground. But of course, people are very worried that it's never going to open again in the way it was because it was a very inexpensive campground and kind of an anomaly for the Berkshire. So you could come and spend the summer, and some people are living there most of the year. You know, they may go away for a few months in the winter, but otherwise they're living in this campground. It's a community of people who've been either going there for years or who are working-class people who couldn't afford anything more expensive than this, and they're all very worried that this is going to disappear.
Well, it sounds to me, and this is just a wild guess, that it's like if you live in an apartment building and they're going to change it to co-op. It sounds suspiciously like that.
Right. Now, the new owner is a good guy. His name is Ian Rosh, and he has done some construction in Great Barrington. He took the building at the top of Railroad Street and converted it into apartments, which are, you know, very attractive and reasonably priced, and really, you know, has been working on sort of development projects in the Berkshires that have revitalized, deteriorating buildings. So it's hard to know what he's going to do. I mean, he's not revealing what his plans are, but of course people are very worried that it's never going to be the same again.
Well, as time marches on, as someone who's 69. It's never ever the same again.
No, it is never the same again.
And it's one of the younger people can adjust to that much better than us old timers. there's no doubt about it.
Well, we have more memories.
Yes, that's exactly
we
right. We have more to look back on.
We have more habits.
Yes, exactly.
Well,
right.
Yeah, but it's also the habits. It's also the experience of knowing a particular place or institution, its history, and for it to change just seems, unfortunate.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Well, these are just a few of the stories that you'll find at theberkshireedge.com. It's loaded with stories, and they're 24 hours a day, and we love to have them every Wednesday here on Robinhood Radio, and we'll speak to you guys next week.
Right, and we don't forget, we put new ones up every day.
That's exactly right. You're there all the time.
All the time.
All right, guys, take care.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
TheBerkshireEdge.com is their location, TheBerkshireEdge.com on the web.